For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A Missouri Republican who supports Medicaid expansion will introduce a bill that would cover veterans and their families. Missouri residents with incomes below the federal poverty level, which is just under $20,000 for a family of three, do not qualify for Medicaid or for subsidies to buy health insurance through a federally run website. Senator Ryan Silvey of Kansas City says that group includes veterans' families. He plans to introduce a bill expanding Medicaid for veterans that fall in the coverage gap created by Missouri's decision not to expand the program. Silvey says he still supports a broader Medicaid expansion, but doesn't want to leave veterans in a lurch if those proposals do not move forward this year. Republican leaders have said Medicaid expansion is unlikely this session. Ferguson's first municipal election since the fatal police shooting sparked months of protests has drawn relatively little interest from prospective candidates as the filing deadline approaches. Three of the St. Louis suburb's six city council seats are up for election on April 7th, and none of the three incumbents plan to seek re-election. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles says two of those council members decided not to run again well before 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot to death by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in August. Hours before this afternoon's filing deadline, there was only one declared candidate for two of the three open seats. Former Ferguson Mayor Brian Fletcher, who helped launch an I Love Ferguson campaign to bolster the city's image after the shooting, is among those running. The Supreme Court says lower courts should look again at an appeal from a Missouri man on death row for killing a woman and her two children 16 years ago. The justices ruled today that Mark Christensen deserves the chance to argue that his court-appointed attorneys were ineffective because they missed a 2005 deadline to appeal his conviction in federal court by almost 4 months. It is uncommon for someone to be executed without a federal appeals court hearing. Christensen would have been the 11th man executed in Missouri last year, but the Supreme Court put his execution on hold in October while it considered his appeal. Tyson Foods Incorporated will pay over $500,000 for a chemical spill that killed more than 100,000 fish and caused a southwest Missouri town's wastewater treatment system to fail. The settlement was announced today by Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster, who sued the company last June. Koster says that last May, Tyson discharged wastewater that contained an acidic animal feed supplement from its Aurora facility, eventually causing Monette's wastewater treatment system to fail and contaminating Clear Creek and Barry County. The settlement will be divided between state agencies and a $110,000 civil fine. Tyson also will replace a bridge over Clear Creek and donate $10,000 to the James River Basin Partnership. Tyson said in a statement that it deeply regretted the incident and has worked with authorities to correct any problems. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.